Candidates answering questions at the forum were Alex Hartman, Jeff Smith, and Amy Williams, with incumbents Julie Kavanaugh and Rebecca Skinner. Joe Delgado and Sandra Katelnikoff-Lester were unable to attend, but did submit candidate statements. Candidates discussed their positions on many key issues facing the Kodiak Island borough, and first up was the proposal to investigate consolidation of the borough and city governments. All of the candidates declared their support for the work of the Consolidation Committee and hoped for a better working relationship with the city government. Assembly candidate Amy Williams.
The fact that the city withdrew its representative, I have a feeling that that's going to be temporary and that they'll come back to the table because they are such an important part of it. I think that process should absolutely continue. And I guess I reserve my right to say whether I'm pro or against consolidation at to wait and find out what that committee finds out and have more numbers. I think everyone wants to see a more efficient government and something with less layers, but I also want to ensure that all of those same services are able to be provided by that one centralized government.
Much of the forum after that was devoted to the budget. When asked about their positions on Proposition 1, which, if approved, would allow the borough to tap the principal of the facilities fund to cover bond debt payments, most candidates agreed that using the fund should only come as a last resort. Assembly candidate Jeff Smith.
We've kicked this can for a long time, and now it's kind of like the rubber band is stretched as far as we can stretch a rubber band. And we've kind of waited until we're at this moment where we have to make a decision. How are we going to continue to fund and afford the services that we all enjoy? Are there other options out there for revenue? Absolutely. Have we looked at all of those options? Not necessarily.
Incumbent Rebecca Skinner, a co-sponsor of Proposition 1, explained her position on why having the facilities fund as an option is important.
Would I consider using the principal if this was approved by the voters? Of course, because it's an option. It's a tool on the table. Would that be my first choice? No, it would not. But we have to pay our debt. That's not an option. And if we don't have a way, or we don't have the time to raise revenue from other sources, we have to pay our debt.
This led to a discussion of the candidates' ideas about the Kodiak economy and bridging budget gaps. The candidates all supported a balance of exploring budget cuts, with some candidates declaring their unwillingness to raise property taxes. Incumbent Julie Kavanaugh argued for a stable tax rate.
I have been steadfast that our local residents need a stable tax rate to depend on, and that provides the ability for individuals and local businesses to remain invested in our economy. That being said, we have avoided a mill rate increase for multiple years, and I think that that's going to have to be looked at.
Much of the discussion, though, focused on increasing revenue and diversifying the local economy. Skinner and candidate Alex Hartman proposed looking at regulations and zoning codes.
Economic development and industry is, in my opinion, really focused on regulations and from a borough perspective, land use regulation or zoning that helps encourage and support business development or business diversification.
To diversify is a very good way of creating more business opportunities for freeing up land around this town and to simplify the codes. It is sometimes very hard for people to start new businesses because of a simple code rule that's in the way.
Williams proposed investment in local industry such as tourism and fisheries, and Kavanaugh suggested opening up land for industrial use and support for the business sector.
Expand our shipyard, our boatyard, stuff like that, having support from the borough as we try to reach out and get more business into those kind of things will help our ports and harbors in the future too.
Well, I know the state has been having a conversation about divesting land that they feel like is no longer necessary for them to hold. And I think that the borough could look at acquiring some of those plots of land.
As the largest expenditure of the borough budget, support for local public education was another deeply discussed topic. Hartman and Smith consider borough support as an investment in the community.
Yes, I support education, and it's a big integrity of any society. If you have good education, you're going to have better people in society that are thinking better.
The children, the youth of this community are our future in this community. And how we support them today and how we invest in them today is what's going to pay dividends for the longevity of our community. And it has to be our priority. As a borough defined as a second-class borough, it is outlined as one of our major priorities. So realizing that we cut the school district by the amount of money that we cut the school district by, that results in cuts in staff, personnel, materials, supplies, resources that are needed for the education of our youth. The needs of the students in our community have changed drastically in the last 24 years. They're going to continue to change as society changes.
Incumbent Skinner and Kavanaugh expressed concern about the borough's bond debt affecting education appropriations. Skinner said the state's budget in terms of funding public education needs to be stabilized. Stability was a metaphor used by the incumbents as they declared their support for stable tax rates, stable state budget, and stable and predictable revenue. Challengers to their seats emphasized the value of communication and their dedication to improving Kodiak's quality of life. For KMXT News in Kodiak, I'm Jared Griffin.